it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Josh has supplied me the audio from Chili's reality TV show with Dovid. I haven't heard the whole thing yet.
Oh.
I haven't watched it yet.
I went to a luncheon yesterday, and he was the topic of conversation at one of the tables. Apparently, one of the women at the table is friends of Chili.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
For those of you that don't know, I have a friend, Dovid, who was on this reality TV show with Chili this week. What is it? Win a date with Chili, or Chili wants everything?
What Chili wants?
What Chili wants, or something? Mm-hmm. And Dovid was one of the first to go on a date with her, and I think he got beat up pretty badly. I haven't seen it yet, but I keep getting tweets and I keep getting texts about it because I guess they're showing it over and over and over again, and I like feel the need to stick up for my friend, but I haven't heard any of it yet.
He's just Dovid.
Yeah, so, but is it a bad version of Dovid, or is it?
It's Dovid. If you know him,
tell me, Jen, what do you want to say? I can see Jen's faces.
No, I haven't seen it yet or heard it. I just heard the conversation yesterday about how, and the only part of the conversation yesterday was that he walked into that thing thinking that he was going to be, you know, Mr. Big Time, mm-hmm. and that his looks would get him through the whole thing, and that Chili saw through that right away.
She chopped him down right away. Here's the first clip that he gave me. This is Dovid pre-interview. During a Braves game, so I guess they bring a woman in. Maybe it's a good friend of Chili's that sort of does a pre-screening.
The matchmaker.
It's a dating woman.
And she sets Dovid up with Chili. She thinks that they're a pretty good match. And this at a Braves game in a suite.
Dovid was fine, honey. What do you know about Chili?
I know she's a mom. I know she used to date Usher.
She used to date Usher. Does that intimidate you?
No.
So what do you do for a living?
I own a personal training studio.
Okay, can I see your stomach? Because I have to make sure that it's nice.
Okay. The music.
Of course, now, it works.
Do you think he was nervous lifting up his shirt right there in front of everybody?
I think so.
That's such an odd thing for him to do, right? Okay, so nothing there really to be concerned with. Mm-hmm. Then he meets Chili for the first time.
Dovid, this is Chili. Chili, this is Dovid. I just gave him a pre-interview, so what do you think?
She kind of presented him to me like some meat on a platter.
Dovid, you popular.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Dovid is not bad looking. He just wasn't quite my type.
So what would Jesus do? You know what Jesus would do?
Jesus would go talk to Chili.
All right.
He had this little suave thing about him, like, hi, I'm Dovid.
Nice to meet you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we can all agree that Dovid has a Dovid swagger.
Yeah,
dude, he
definitely
wears sunglasses into the studio at 7:30 in the morning.
Over the top. Too over the top, for sure. All right, next clip. I guess Chili's being convinced to give Dovid a try because she's not feeling him, not vibing on him.
Dovid. Why did you...
I'm playing these clips because I'm trying to figure out, I've been getting a lot of negative tweets and texts, so I'm just trying to figure out what happened on this show.
Right.
And so far, okay. I'm not hearing anything that's too bad yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't gone on their date yet.
Dovid. Why did you make that face?
Just look-wise. He's just not for me.
Besides the looks, he has everything on your checklist. He has his own training studio. Jezebel magazine rated him the number one bachelor in Atlanta. He's the bomb.
It's just something I pick up. I don't know. I wouldn't enjoy that date.
I just think you can't, you know, judge people off of just one look.
Okay, I'm sold. All right, I'm gonna do it.
All right, so they go out on a date and they go to Stone Mountain together.
She twists her arm to do it. Okay, yeah. I'm going to go.
She's not into it from the start.
Yeah, she didn't even want to. Yeah.
She's already met him. Not her type. She knows it, but she's going on this date anyway, okay? Right.
Tell me something about you.
Tell me about you. Do you have any kids?
I do. I have a son.
You do? How old is your boy?
13.
Oh, he lives here?
No, he lives in Virginia.
Okay. Do you talk to him every day?
No, not every day.
Uh-oh.
I wish I could say every day, but I can't.
All right. To me, you should talk to your kid every day. There's no reason for one day to go by that you don't talk to your kid. So that was a turnoff for me. I didn't like that.
Okay, so there's the source of some of the texts I got right there. That he's not talking to his child every
day. What were the texts saying to you?
Let me try to rephrase them. Dovid has a kid? All in capital letters.
Well, that's our reaction when we first
heard
it.
Yeah, we hear it now.
That is kind of let me see if I still have. You think?
Yeah, we didn't know.
Nobody in here knew. I mean, I've known for years, but yeah, he didn't talk all that much about him, and he doesn't talk about him every day, and that turned Chili off. And I, to be totally honest with you, I mean, even if Delvette was in here, if I was dating a woman and she said she didn't talk to her kid every day, I think I understand why she's turned off.
Yeah.
I think
you also have to hear more of the story. You know, you don't know what it's like with the ex, mm-hmm. if she's made it really difficult for him to see. You know, we're like instantly judging the situation. But you don't know what it is. I mean, you'd hope that he would still want to talk to his kid every day, but mm-hmm. you don't know if the ex has made it that situation or if it's because of where his priorities are.
But
he never talks about it.
Yeah. About his kid. Mm-hmm. The ex has nothing to do with the fact of you talking about your child.
And that's a great point about reality TV shows also, is they're going to show you that one side. But Jen's right. We really don't know what's going on the other side. Maybe he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should get up here and race you to the top.
See, I can tell. You know, you're a show-off. I can see this.
So?
Yeah, you're a show-off. Try to show off, Mike, show off all your muscles.
You got to work out with me sometime. I want you to come to the studio. We'll kind of see what I do.
There's the voice. Got the 1-900 voice. Yes, you do. I'm saying you know how to turn it on, turn it off.
What are you talking? Turn what on? What are you talking about?
I think he looks in the mirror and he's like, Delvette. You are bad as hell. That's what you do?
Yeah.
You say it's all about image?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know I told Tiana I'd give Delvette a chance, but so far, I'm not seeing anything that would change my first impression of him.
It's all sound effects in here.
No, he's just not a type.
And yeah. I want to say, Delvette's not the kind of guy that thinks he's badass. But I can't do that.
No, like all the, like you're like, oh well, you know they edit. You know, Delvette's thing to you is how they edit it. But like we all have known Delvette for years.
God, at least five. Right?
Yeah, and he is the most charming person that I know. Like he. Has that charm, but sometimes it doesn't work on everybody. And I think when it doesn't work, it crash
and burn.
It just really goes. It really
doesn't
goes,
work.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
It's not a gentle landing.
No.
Just because you can check off a bunch of things on my checklist does not mean it's the right guy for me. Sometimes you just know when it's the wrong guy. And Delvette was the wrong guy. He was egotistical, and that is a turnoff for me. You know what? I think I should add that to my list. No egos. I did not enjoy that. I didn't enjoy one moment of that.
Damn. What do you think she was trying to say there at the very end?
You know, women just speak so cryptically. They don't really say what they really want.
Because if I'm Delvette, I'm hearing, I think I got a chance.
Door's still open.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. That's the first time I've actually had a chance to listen to those things. So
you have to watch the episode, Bert. I can't believe you haven't watched the episode. It's online. You don't have to wait for it to come on TV.
Well, it's painful, though.
Bert,
like
what kind of friend are you?
Yeah.
You're a deadbeat friend.
I'm a good friend. Because I knew it didn't turn out well, and I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to see it.
It's really not that bad. It really isn't hurtful to Delvette that much. I mean... Chili just jumps down his throat, and there's really nothing much he could have done. He could have been the most charming person in the world. She had a guard up from the get-go. So
I told her this when she was in the studio with us a couple of weeks ago. I just don't buy the whole premise of the show at all, because when Chili's in here, she's the cutest little thing, and she's charming in her own right also. And for you to come on in here and tell me that you're having a tough time finding a date in this country when you're still traveling and touring and doing all your things, I just don't buy it.
That's what Delvette should have done. He should have flipped it around on her. Like when she said, oh, there's the voice, he goes, oh, there's the voice.
Everything she said, he says that.
Right. I didn't like him because he was egotistical. I didn't like her because she was egotistical. Now, just out of curiosity, I would say Delvette owes you at least 6 months of free training for covering this at 5:50 in the morning rather than... 8:15.
I was so eager to listen to him this morning that I don't think I could have waited.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.